Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Let's do some football here, Teague. Brian Westbrook, of course, you guys didn't exactly bang helmets because you played the same position.
We did.
But symbolically, you guys, obviously the rivalry goes back forever. The Eagles and the Giants, and former Eagles with us, Brian Westbrook on Teague and Tierney, CBS Sports Radio. Brian, what's going on, buddy? How are you today?
Hey, guys, what's going on with you guys?
We're all good. Man? I got to tell you, Brian, I hold you personally responsible for ending my career because my last game... My last game of my career was a playoff game in Philly. My first game, interestingly, was also against the Eagles, but that was at home. My last game was in the Vet. We tied it up. They gave the ball to you every damn play. And I was like, did somebody just stop that? Would somebody stop that, dude? And I forget who. I forget who your kicker was. Kicked the game-winning field goal, and that was the end of my career. You guys moved on.
Was it David Akers at that point?
I think it probably was David Akers.
Wow.
But they just kept feeding
him. I hate to throw this monkey wrench in your program, but there are an awful lot of Eagles fans that still hate Tiki Barber.
Well, they hate Rondé Moore, Brian. Brian, they hate Rondé Moore. Trust me. Ask them. I bet they hate my brother Moore.
They should if they remember their history.
You know what? They absolutely do. The interception, that was my rookie year.
That's right.
And he was pointing at his back the entire time.
Yep.
And certainly.
Yep.
I'm still mad about that. That was my one and only, not my only chance to win a Super Bowl, but
yeah.
It certainly was a great opportunity for our team.
Yeah, no, you guys had a great team. You know what? You can drown it with some Crown Royal. You gotta send me some, bro. The Canadian whiskey. Tell me about this real quick. This is in honor of Veterans Day and us barbers, me and my brother and my mother, we're Crown Royal drinkers. So tell us about this promotion that you guys have going on.
Well, absolutely. So Crown Royal, I think, you know, early on in the season, they did this great idea called a water break. And I thought that was a terrific idea. We all know what a water break is on the field.
Yep.
But off the field, it was basically we want you to drink responsibly and to, you know, enjoy your alcoholic beverage, but always take a break to drink some water to stay hydrated so that you can enjoy the entire game experience. And now Crown Royal has come, especially for Veterans Day down here at the Philadelphia Eagles Lincoln Financial Stadium. They're having what they call the Purple Bag Project. And basically what the Purple Bag Project is supporting all the active military members overseas. And so what they're going to do is they're going to bring a bunch of the iconic Crown Royal purple bags to the stadium. The fans and supporters of the military will come fill those bags up with personal care items, and then they're going to ship all those purple bags over to the active service members overseas. And I think it's a great, great project, something that definitely deserves to be supported, and I'm so happy to be a part of it.
Hey, Brian, that's this weekend? This weekend's game, or is it throughout the next couple of weeks?
Well, they're going to do it a couple different times and a couple different places. They're going to start this weekend for the Sunday night game for Dallas versus the Eagles down at Lincoln Financial Stadium.
That's
awesome.
And
then they're going to do it, you know, different places throughout the final eight games of the season. And so it's exciting. I applaud Crown Royal for doing it and certainly encourage everyone to support the military by bringing some personal care items down to Lincoln Financial Field this Sunday.
Love it.
That's awesome.
Great initiative, man. That's awesome. Talking to Brian Westbrook, of course, 9 years in the NFL, a couple of the Pro Bowls, a first-team All-Pro as well back in 2007. He's with us here on Tiki and Tierney.
So what do you think about this team? I mean, obviously last year, Brian, the Super Bowl run was spectacular, and I know you being down there and being a part of that feel of that the organization, it had to be a relief. But this year's team feels different. What do you identify as ailing them, even though they're not, you know, playing bad, but they're .500 right now, and it feels like they should be better?
Well, I think last year they had a lot of different things going their way, and when you lose a all-pro left tackle, Jason Peters, mm-hmm. you lose Darren Sproles, you lose your middle linebacker, Jordan Hicks, and you have second-string guys stepping in there and playing well enough to make it to the Super Bowl, that's one thing. But if you throw into that mix losing your quarterback last year and having your backup quarterback participate in the last three games of the season and have a good stretch run in the playoffs and in the Super Bowl and beating Tom Brady and Bill Belichick in the Super Bowl, you have to say that that is simply special. And so last year was a special year. They were able to get a lot of defensive turnovers last year, getting the ball back to the offense. Carson Wentz had an outstanding season, 33 touchdowns last season. And so that was special. This year they have a lot of the similar injuries, but the second-string guys aren't doing as well. The defense is not getting the ball back to the offense in the same type of way. And Carson Wentz, coming back off the injury, has played very well, but he needs the guys around him to protect him better, to establish a run game. And right now they didn't have, especially going into the mid part of the season in their bye, they didn't have all of those things clicking on the right cylinders going into the bye. And so that's why they go out and make some trades.
Brian, let me ask you this. Obviously, you know, the easy answer might be the Redskins just because they have two more wins than Dallas and they're sitting atop the NFC East right now. But there's still enough football to be played where I think I can ask you almost independent of how many wins each team has. Forget about the Giants. Giants are 1-7. It's over for them. But in terms of the Eagles' perspective, who top to bottom, who's the better team, the Redskins or Dallas? Who's the chief threat right now?
Well, that's a tough one. I think as a team, you have to start at the quarterback play. Of course, Ezekiel Elliott and Adrian Peterson have been playing lights out. And I really commend Adrian Peterson because, TK, you understand this. I knew how it felt every week after playing into my 30s. And I knew that I didn't want to play that next week. It was difficult to get out there and practice and get prepared to play. And Adrian Peterson continued to go out there every single week. And, you know, before this past week where they ran into a buzzsaw just to pit, Adrian Peterson has just done a great job of carrying that team, getting 20 carries and just riding things off. And that offense has depended upon Adrian Peterson to get going. And so I certainly give him credit. But when I think about these two teams, I think about the running game being close or to equal. I think about the quarterback position. And I think right now, even though I don't have a bunch of confidence in Alex Smith throwing the ball deep downfield or the Redskins receivers, I don't think he's going to make the same type of mistakes as Dak Prescott.
Yeah.
And I think his ability to run and get out of the pocket is similar to Dak, so his ability to affect the game is a little bit better right now. So I have to kind of lean towards the Redskins being a better football team, and I really believe in that defensive line of the Redskins. I think they do a great job of stopping the run. Unfortunately, as I say that, I think back to the Atlanta game this past weekend, and Atlanta ran all over them.
It's a little bit
craziness going on in the NFC East right now, and that kind of bodes well for the Eagles. They have an opportunity to catch both these teams and play them twice, the Cowboys and the Redskins. And if you want to win this division, you have to beat both of those teams both times.
Yeah, you're right. There is some unsteadiness with both of them. But, you know, it's interesting you talk about the running backs and Zeke Elliott. He's not, and you know how you and I did it. We were asked to do everything. Go to the sidelines, go to the, you know, be a wide receiver. Zeke's not really asked to do that. AP's not really asked to do that as well. As you've watched, like I have, this revolution in the running back position take over, does it make you a little bit jealous that we didn't come like a little bit later? Because it's being exploited now. We were like the anomalies. Now it's like, now it's a bit, you have
it's
to
a,
have
it's a requirement
it.
Now.
You have to have it. Exactly right, BT.
When you look at these teams across the league, James White, Tariq Cohen, Chris Thompson down in Washington, Deion Lewis in Tennessee, and they were to use Jerick McKinnon the same way in San Francisco if he had not gotten hurt. I mean, they're all the same guys. They're all doing a lot of the same things that we did. And truly, and Tiki, you were used very similar to the same way I was used. We were flexed out almost as much as Alvin Kamara down there in New Orleans.
You're right.
And so, I mean, they're using the successful teams. They have running backs that have the ability to catch the ball out of the backfield, be effective in the slot, be effective spread out wide as a receiver, and they have the ability to run the football. And at the end of the day, it's simply one thing. It keeps the defense off balance. If you're Derrick Henry, you're 6'3", 250, teams understand when you're in the game, they're going to run the football. But if you put Deion Lewis in the game, who has the ability to run inside zone, outside zone, catch the ball out of the backfield in multiple different ways, now a defense is off guard. And being predictable in the NFL just is a bad place to be. And those teams with running backs like yourself and me, Tiki, and I, Tiki, they're just much more explosive, much more unpredictable, and really, those teams have scored and won more games because of it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. Which brings me to the question. We only have about a minute here. What do you think is going to happen with Le'Veon Bell? I mean, he's trying to make it valuable, meaning pay me, make it valuable. Yeah. What do you think is going to happen with that situation? Because I haven't seen something like this really ever.
I hate that he's going through it. I really do, because they devalue the position so much. But we also, I know, and I don't know that the teams believe this, but I know how important the running back is and how Le'Veon Bell, in particular, has carried that football team for a very long time. I think at this point, he's missed out on a whole bunch of money. I think the Steelers missed an opportunity to trade him when he had a little bit more value at this point in this season. And now he's going to have to come back and collect whatever else money he can and then be a free agent after the season. I think both sides lost, quite honestly, in this deal.
Yeah, no, I think you're right.
I wish we had more time, because I don't know that the Steelers lost. They found the cheaper alternative, who's putting up the same numbers, if not better.
They did have a cheaper alternative. He's putting up – James Conner is a very good running back. He's putting up very good numbers. However, I know that Le'Veon Bell, all-around back, is a better player.
Yeah.
I just wonder what type of numbers he would have been putting up if the same scenario happened if he was playing.
Gotcha.
Yeah. No, all right, I agree with you.
Good
the
stuff.
Crown Royal Purple Bag Project. Check this out. If you're going down to the Philly games, I know we're on down in Philly. Go to the Philly Cowboys game. Bring some care items for the packages they're going to send over to the veterans, the active duty service members overseas. Good job doing this, Brian. This is awesome. I'm glad you're part of this. I'm glad Crown Royal is doing that as well.
Thanks so much, guys. Talk to them.
Be good, my friend.
There you go.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.